They're awesome. We brought a lot up from Pasco, but when you put them all together and the excitement with everybody volunteering to hang them and staple them, and now to see them all up, it's awesome.
Lauren L. Scott is the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Guardian Ad Litem program in the state's 6th Judicial Circuit. She was among the dozens of volunteers who spent Sunday afternoon hanging the hands in the Capitol Rotunda. She'd brought 6 boxes of them to Tallahassee herself.
Well, in Pasco, I reached out to our school superintendent because we have a relationship with him. And so the elementary schools and the after-school programs, they were in on it. And then we have a relationship with the library. So we reached out to the libraries. And so they set up hand-making stations. And then I hosted a table with Pasco Kids First Family Fun Day. And we had to have an activity. So, of course, it was making hands.
The hands appear during the third week of every legislative session, says Children's Week coordinator Jason Zaborski, to remind lawmakers of their youngest constituents.
It's really to bring, you know, different voices from different parts of the state to the state capitol to tell their story. And that's the most impactful thing that we can do as advocates, is to make sure that the constituents of policymakers make that long trek up here while those bills are being made, big votes on budget and issues are coming up.
Children's Week is a collaboration with the United Way of Florida, now in its 12th year. Zaborski says it has grown tremendously under the United Way's leadership.
We've seen it grow to 100 different partner booths, a full-blown interactive reading spectacle at the Capitol for 3,000 kids to get free books and have interactive stories read to them. It's definitely become a large advocacy event for young kids and youth and teenagers alike. So we have a lot of great activities spanning the whole, you know, spectrum of services for children and families.
Children's Week also draws hundreds of advocates to a networking dinner each year and supports more than 50 free community events statewide. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.